Morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. If you'd like to join our Discord, it's free and in the show notes to be a part of our wonderful community. We have a April Birthday Club going on. I don't know if there's anyone in April birthdays right now, but there's one thing I know, and that's how you can support this show. You can over at patreon.com/goodmorningjohto. You can become our Patreon or one of our patrons for as low as $1, like our wonderful interns. Our interns right now we have is Rachel, Nick, Kyle, Jamal, and Green Tea, with our board operators Mikey A and Polly D. Shout out to our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to all those wonderful people that support us. I'm going to let you know, if you hear anything in the background, my family is cooking dinner, doing everything here at the building, trying to wait on me to get done here in the office, bringing me breakfast, lunch, brunch, whatever, or dinner. I don't know. Maybe it's leftovers. But if you hear the family that is Good Morning Johto fam or Good Morning Johto dog, just letting you know. Like, this is just one of those things that happens with a live radio show. But let's go ahead and hop into some Pokemon Go news. We had as the sound yesterday, it was Hippopotas. Hippopotas? I never know how to say it. Hippotas? Hippopotas was the sound of the day that Jeff got us yesterday. Tonight for Spotlight Hour, they did this last year during one of the summer seasons, but tonight, March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. your local time, it's Hippopotas, Vulpix, Snorunt, and Poliwag, all for featured Pokemon. Spotlight Hour with all can be shiny and along with double XP for catching Pokemon. We talked about the end of Weather Week and starting the week of Verdant Wonders. That is not tomorrow, but the next day. That is Thursday the 21st, ending Monday the 25th. Certain Pokemon will be appearing more frequently on incense when used during the event. Shiny Fabebe will be debuted in costume Cottonee and Whimsicott. There will be an $8 ticket you'll be able to pick up, or your equivalent currency, to get an exclusive special research for the Roar of the Jungle ticket for Zarud. This is, let's see, you'll be able to gain access during this to receive the special research, but I believe you just have to log in to make sure you get it. You can get 2 premium battle passes, 6 silver pineapple berries, 5 rare candies, one incense and various dark and grass types. This ticket is non-refundable. I'm trying to see when you have to. You must open the game between the event, so before Monday, the March 25th, to get it. Then you get that special research. Costume debuts of Cottonee and Whimsicott wearing crowns. The Flabébé, like I said, can be shiny. That is also, remember, region locked. Red flower is Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Blue is Asia Pacific. Yellow is in the Americas, with the white and orange being anywhere in the region. I had someone travel to the Asia Pacific, had a blue flower, and had no idea it was actually even region specific. The incense increased spawns during this time will be the Flabébé of your region or the extra ones, like I said, the white or orange. Cottonee with that costume, Panpour, Pansage, and Panpour, Panseer, and Pansage, Zora, and Cutifly all can be shiny. If you're lucky, you can get those orange and white Flabébés. Regular wild encounters are those Flabébés again, the Cottonee wearing the flower crown, Bulbasaur, Oddish, Tangela, Hoppip, Poochyena, Shroomish, Cutifly, and Nuzleaf. All of those can be shiny except Nuzleaf. If you're lucky, you can encounter the white and the orange Flabébé, Panpour, Panseer, and Pansage, and Zora. All can be shiny. Field research tasks will go over here maybe on Thursday when we get more news about it. Collection challenges and Pokestops will be during this event as well. This is something I am super looking forward to. It's one of those things that the wild spawns are in the... I like costumes that can evolve that aren't starters. Like the Wurmple with the party hat. I like the Wobbuffet. I like all the different costumes. Like, everybody loves the Snorlax, the Aerodactyl from last year. But it's the using the Flabébés over and over and over again just gets so repetitive. But that is everything for Pokemon Go news. We're going to do a shorter show today just because I don't want to leave my family hanging for too long. We covered yesterday for TCG Battle Styles. Go listen to that to see what cards you need to be picking up for the TCG for collectability, not for playability, because rotation is right around the corner. Chilling Rain is our next set with booster boxes. Let's see. I can't even find booster boxes being 188. I didn't even know Chilling Rain went that far up. That is way, wow, that is so crazy. These are like $100 booster boxes, and people did not like Chilling Rain. Where you can get your ETB still for around $40 to $50. Your big pulls for this set are, these are good ones. This is, I forgot how, like, the cards people liked, but it's the set that wasn't so crazy. You got your Blaziken VMAX Alt Art Secret with 180. The Galarian Moltres V Alt Art Full Art get near mints around $120. That one is the one that people love. I would not be shocked over time if that passes the Blaziken. Well, our next biggest card is Secret Rare Snorlax with around 65. We got Galarian Zapdos sitting at 40 and Shadow Rider Calyrex VMAX Alternate around 50. If it was me, what card would I go after? Let's see. I'm trying to go over, like, I think there's a lot of cards that shock people in the $10 range. Maybe the Blissey V Alt Art that was played for a little bit in the Miltank stall decks. That's $12. Let's see. Maybe there's some $5 ones as well. There was a lot of things during this time. I don't know about secret energies, right? That secret fighting energy for this set, I never know how they'll go up. I never bet on items unless they'll come back and like are super playable. Don't go too well. Tornadus V Alt Art is a little bit, but let's see. Karen's Convictions around 10. Galarian Moltres V Full Art is 10, and that art is very, very good. And also, just if you collect a certain Pokemon, like, this is a time to get it as well. So maybe we can't get around $10 like we did yesterday, but Galarian Slowking V Alt Art is 20 to 25, and then go with some Rapidash. Yeah, this one's really hard. I remember the Galarian Articuno V's alternate. They weren't too high, and now they're sitting at 40. So I think the $40 ones, this is your budget for $40. I think there's 5 or 6 cards at 40, especially the Galarian Birds I would go after. But the rest, Zorora, maybe Slowking, but I think the Galarian Birds, Articuno, and Zapdos. And if you want that Moltres, but it is really, really up there. That, I think that would be a bet for me, that if I had some money to invest in, let's say, one card per set, also just sitting on sealed product, I'd do that forever. This is, I'll share you a lean hot tip. I'll go to Walmart or a big box store somewhere once a week here in Good Morning Johto, here in Goldenrod. And if I go multiple times, I only do it once a week, so I don't get addicted to it, that I'll get a pack of cards, or I'll get something, like, if I have $5 or $10 extra dollars. And it has made me so much over so many years, sitting on sets that I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had that. Like Steam Siege plays, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I had no idea. Like base set Scarlet and Violet. Like that was one. I'm like, or not Scarlet and Violet, I'm sorry. Sword and Shield. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I forgot I had that stuff. Darkness Ablaze is, like, one of those ones that I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, that. You, like, this is what I'm saying. So, like, if you can just get sealed product, and not even if you can make sure, and let me know in the Discord, that you can hold yourself to not be tempted to opening the packs, that is for you. If you can't control yourself like a fiend, and I know the pack goblins out there, then, yeah. But no, definitely, those are what I would go after. Jeff, I said yesterday, got us the Hippopotus for the both ways. For the sound of the day yesterday, Jeff, what did you get us today? Thank you to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers. Have a great and wonderful Tuesday. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning for your raid counters for the day.